Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I am your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk and rock music and everything in between. And I did take a week off last week. I know, usually I post every single Friday, but last week I went away, so I just didn't have time to film an episode. But this week we're back and better than ever. And this week's episode I'm excited for because I want to introduce you guys to some bands that you may have not heard of before. These are some smaller quote unquote bands that I think you guys would really like if you also are into punk and rock and those types of genres. I think these bands you guys will really, really enjoy. So I have five of them that I have recently been really, really loving, and I think you guys are gonna like them too. So I'm really excited to talk about them, tell you why you should listen to them. I'm also going to mention some bigger bands that if you like those, you may like some of these bands and kind of compare the two. I'll be talking about my favorite songs by them, their sound, their style, and what I think makes them great and why I think you should listen to these bands. Some of them I have had the pleasure of seeing live before too, so I'll talk about that a little bit as well for the ones that I have seen. But all in all, the goal of this episode is to expose you guys to some new music that you may have not heard of before and expose you to some smaller bands that deserve some love, because at the end of the day, I love supporting small artists. I love supporting local artists as well. So always be sure to support smaller artists, support your local scene, and get out there and discover some new music. So that is the goal of today. And this is a kind of episode that I definitely want to do more of. I think doing something like this a few times a year just to highlight some newer, some smaller or lesser known bands and expose you guys to something new and maybe even expose myself to something new. I'm down for that. I love discovering new artists. So 2025 is going to be the year that you discover some new artists, and I'm going to help you out. I'm going to put you on to some of my absolute favorites. Let's start off with my absolute favorite on this list. I believe I've talked about them one or two times before, but I haven't really totally featured them in an episode, and they deserve all of the love and all of the spotlight. I am obsessed with this band, Teen Mortgage. If you've not heard of them before, then you are in for a treat with listening to this band, okay? I discovered them about 2 years ago now. I believe it was 2023. I started listening to them, and since then, I have watched them grow, and I've loved listening to and seeing their growth, and I am so excited to see where they go from here. Teen Mortgage is a two-piece punk band from DC who, funnily enough, they actually met on Craigslist, which I think is hilarious. I love that. So like I said, the band consists of two guys. It's just guitar and vocals and drums, and they don't need anything more than that. Just with those two instruments as well as vocals, they bring the energy, they bring the power, and they bring the punk attitude. I've had the pleasure of seeing them three times now, and each time it's been so fun, and it's been at these really intimate venues, which I love because they just really have that like raw DIY punk energy, which is what I love. And I love going to shows like that and being in that energy, and they bring it. They are perfect for a venue like that, but they have also been touring. I know that they toured with Weezer at one point, which is really cool. And then the last time that I saw them, they toured with Death From Above 1979. That one was in a smaller venue, but again, it was perfect for that punk energy. It was just like such a fun punk show to go to. If you were one of those people that thinks that punk music is dead, trust me, you just have not found the right music to listen to, okay? Teen Mortgage is bringing the punk energy that we need. They have super fast tempos. The vocals are really, really just like gritty, raw, and real, and just like no frills. Like, I love that. I'm obsessed with the vocals. A lot of their songs have very interesting, unique riffs, which I love. And they definitely have some songs that are more hardcore leaning. Now, on their Spotify, they do describe themselves as garage punk, but I can hear a lot of different punk subgenre influences in there. I mean, definitely a lot of hardcore influences. There is even some like surf punk influence I can hear in some of the music. The guitar tones are super heavy and deep, and I love that. I anything that has that kind of sound to it, like, I'm sold immediately. Honestly, so many of their songs just, we need them in a new Tony Hawk game immediately. It is just so that vibe. Okay. Currently, they have two EPs out right now. So they have Life and Death and Smoked. And then they also have Teen Mortgage, which is a compilation album of both of those two EPs. Now, as I said too, I did get to see them. And after all of these shows, they were at the merch table and I got to meet them. And they're so down to earth. They signed some of my boyfriend's merch too. So they're just really, really nice. They're just cool guys and they make awesome music. If there is one band on this, check out all these bands, okay? Not trying to play favorites, but Teen Mortgage is my absolute favorite on this list. And I think they're my favorite band right now. Like current band from like modern day, Teen Mortgage, favorite band, hands down, okay? One thing I love about them too, this isn't really music related, but just to kind of like plug their social media, you should definitely follow them on both Instagram and TikTok as well. And it's teen_mortgage. And they're so funny. They post really funny stuff just from like their tour adventures, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes they just post really funny things on TikTok and Instagram. So if you want to keep up with them and see what they have going on, follow them. But if you also want like a good laugh, follow them as well. So I think my favorite songs, honestly, I say this a lot with so many bands, but I mean this genuinely. There was not one song of theirs that I skip. I mean, they all just have like consistently great energy and they're also upbeat and they all just they really do bring the energy, and it is exactly Teen Mortgage is exactly what I'm looking for when I'm looking for a new band to listen to. They encapsulate everything that I love about punk music. The fast paces, the super gritty, hard tones, the gritty vocals. It's exactly what I want. And it's just raw and real and genuine music. And I love it. I'm so happy that I found this band, and I really hope that you check them out as well. But all that being said, love all of their songs, but if I had to pick a few favorites from them, we're gonna do a top three. Okay, you guys know that I love like a top three kind of list, either a top three or a top five. That's usually what I do, but we're gonna do a top three. Number one, Sick Day. Number two, Doctor. And number three, Away. I think those would be my top three favorites. And I would say that the best starting point is to just listen to their compilation EP, their self-titled Teen Mortgage. And it is the perfect day for me to be recording this because they had a lot of huge announcements today on their Instagram that I want to share with you. Number one, I woke up and saw that they had released this single, and immediately I played it first thing at like 7 a.m. in the morning. And oh my God, guys, you need to listen to this new single. It is everything that I described as being Teen Mortgage. It is exactly their sound and their style, but it's just like a little more elevated, if that makes sense. I think the chorus is my favorite part of the song because I wasn't expecting it. It's definitely a more like melodic kind of chorus and has a little bit of cleaner vocals. I mean, they're still definitely harsh, but not as rough as the verses of the song and not as rough as their other songs as well. But oh my God, I love the opening like deep bass riff of this song, and the chorus to me is just a standout because I think it is so different for them and it's so unique. So I am already calling it now. This song is going to be in my top five like most played songs of the year when it is December 2025 and we're doing Spotify Wrapped. You will be seeing this in my top five songs. I am calling it now. Okay. Oh, did I even say the name of the song? Oh my gosh. The name of the song is Box. And it is available on all streaming platforms. So if you want to check it out, which you definitely, definitely should, you need to, okay? Not only that, they did also have two other announcements. So they also announced their debut album that will be out April 11th. And it's called Devil Ultrasonic Dream. How sick of a name is that? Love that. And I cannot wait to hear it. I already pre-saved it. I'm ready. I'm excited. And this is a single release from this upcoming album. They also announced a tour coming up this year. They'll be touring in the US and in Europe/the UK. So if you want to see them, definitely check out the Instagram, check out their tour dates. And if they're coming to a city near you, definitely check them out and go. I promise you will have so much fun. And Their ticket prices are very, very affordable. Highly recommend. Like, even if you don't know them that well, if you want to just check out a night of some awesome punk bands, you guys should go. All that being said, I do also have a Song of the Week playlist. And for all of these bands that I am mentioning, I will be choosing a song to put on that Song of the Week playlist. So you can hear one song from each of these bands. The Song of the Week playlist will be available on Spotify. I'll have it linked below in the show notes if you're listening on streaming, or in the YouTube description if you're watching on YouTube. It's on Spotify, and the song that I chose from Teen Mortgage is their new single, Box, so you gotta check it out, okay? And again, click the link below, give it a listen, and give all of the other songs that I will be talking about in today's episode a listen as well. But kicking this episode off with a bang, my favorite band right now, Teen Mortgage. So this is your sign. You need to listen to them, okay? If there is one takeaway from this episode, Teen Mortgage. Okay, next band. This is one that I discovered 2 or 3 weeks ago randomly on Spotify. They just came up, and they are called Dark Thoughts, and I had never heard of them up until now, but I am so happy that I found this band. So Dark Thoughts are from Philly, and as of right now, they have like 37,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. I'm not sure about any other platform, by the way. I use Spotify, so that's what I'm basing this off of. And just like I was saying with Teen Mortgage, people say that punk music is dead. Not with this band. Not with this band. If you're going to pick any song to listen to from this band, start with their song Identity Crisis, and immediately you will be like, did I just step into a time machine and go to the 1970s or 1980s? Because this song is like, encapsulates all of that. Seriously, listen to this. You will be like, what 70s punk band is this? But no, it came out in 2016, and I love it. Their style is very reminiscent to me of a lot of bands like The Clash, Sex Pistols, Dead Kennedys, and The Ramones as well. A really good way to describe them is like if The Ramones came out with an album today. It's very Ramones-esque, but just with more modern sounding production, but in a good way. Like, it's still so DIY and just so punk, but just made in 2016. Their songs are very, very fast, very catchy. They definitely know how to write a hook, and a hook that stays in your head. They have very, very memorable lyrics that get stuck in your head all day, but they are 100% punk. I think what stands out to me the most is the vocals. They have these very raw, no frills kind of vocals brought to you by Jim Shomo. And like I said, they are so reminiscent of those 70s and 80s punk bands. It's very Joey Ramone. Like, I can hear a lot of that influence in there. All in all, this band is just like, this band is what we need right now, okay? To all the people saying punk is dead, no. You gotta listen to Dark Thoughts. Seriously, I really hope I get a chance to see them. I would love to. Like, this is punk. This is the punk that we need. And if you are one of those people that are like, there are no good punk bands, check them out. And I think you're gonna surprise yourself. You're gonna be like, okay, I was wrong. So top three favorite songs from this band would have to be Identity Crisis, Nothing to Do, and I Get By. And on my Song of the Week playlist, you will be able to listen to Identity Crisis. Seriously, like I said, one listen of this song and you will be transported back into the 70s punk era. If you like bands like The Ramones, The Clash, The Sex Pistols, all of those kinds of bands, Dead Kennedys, one listen, I promise you, you will be hooked and you will find a new favorite band, and you'll be supporting and listening to a smaller band. And this band deserves all the recognition that they can get, because they truly are, they are bringing punk in a way that I never would have expected in this day and age. It is just so raw and real. And when I listen to it, I am like, this is punk. Currently, they do have 3 albums out. They have their self-titled Dark Thoughts, At Work, and their most recent one is Must Be Nice, released in 2022. But I would say the best starting point would probably be their self-titled Dark Thoughts. I mean, all of these albums definitely capture what I've been describing, but I think their self-titled is my favorite. I think it is just like, it is exactly what I've been looking for when it comes to modern punk music. So all in all, check out Dark Thoughts, listen to Identity Crisis on my Song of the Week playlist, and check out all of their songs, but definitely check out their self-titled Dark Thoughts. Next up, we have another band that I have randomly found on Spotify, which is a common theme for me and finding new music. Sometimes I just let Spotify decide who my new favorite band is going to be, and I am totally okay with this. And this band, their name, if this name alone does not make you want to listen to this band, I don't know what will. The Jellyfish Method. Okay, you guys, you gotta check them out. Currently, they have a little over 1,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, so I feel like I've uncovered a hidden gem with this band, and I really want you guys to check them out. They are a three-piece band from the East San Francisco Bay, and the first song that I heard from them that came up on Spotify was Can't Hardly Wait, and instantly, I was really hooked on this song because it opens up with a really intricate, deep bass riff, and one thing about me, I love any song that has a cool bass riff and like a really deep bass tone. If it has that, I am sold. From this band, I hear a lot of like, I wouldn't necessarily call them punk per se, maybe some punk influence, but they're not like 100% punk. But I hear a lot of like 2000s emo pop punk kind of influence. I definitely hear that, especially on the song Can't Hardly Wait that I just mentioned. You can definitely hear some like Billy Joe Armstrong influence in the vocal style with that, and just overall that like 2000s pop punk kind of vocal inflection. The guitars are very reminiscent of that, and the melody is very reminiscent of that era, and definitely the vocals, you can tell that Billy Joe was definitely a huge influence in that, and just like those pop punk bands of that era. But they definitely take influence from a lot of genres. Like I said, there is some punk influence in there. There is one song entitled 831 on repeat, and I definitely hear a lot of punk influence in that one. And then they have a song called Ecstasy, and in that one, I can hear a little bit of like metal influence in that, but I really hear too a lot of grunge influence in that, and it definitely, to me, it sounds like some like deep cut Alice in Chains song, and I love that. I am a huge Alice in Chains fan, so this is definitely what I hear in this song, and I love it. If you are an Alice in Chains fan, check that one out. I think you'll like it. Just based off of those three songs alone, these guys have it all. They kind of like play with all of those different genres, and I'm shocked that they're not bigger yet because they have great production. They have very catchy songs, very memorable songs, and they take a lot of inspiration from a lot of bigger bands that I'm sure a lot of you guys know and love. And I'm so here to watch this band be on the rise. So all of those songs that I just listed are from their 2022 EP entitled Thanks for Nothing. And I think that would definitely be the best place to start with these guys, because as I said, there are a lot of different influences in there. So if you are a fan of more than just punk, or if you maybe like grunge more than punk or something, there's a lot in there for you to choose from. And I think you'll find at least one song that resonates with you off of that EP. You got some pop punk, some emo, some grunge, some punk, some hardcore. There's a little sprinkle of everything. It's a great listen from start to finish, and it's my favorite release of theirs for sure. They also have a really great cover of Blister in the Sun. If you are a fan of that song, check it out. It's just a more like harder version of that song, which I love. My three favorite songs from them would have to be Can't Hardly Wait, Ecstasy, and their Blister in the Sun cover. Those are my top three favorites from them, and Ecstasy, I think, is my personal favorite, and this will be on my Song of the Week playlist, so definitely check it out. Check out all of their songs, but definitely check out this EP as well. And just like Teen Mortgage, it's perfect timing that I'm talking about this band today because they came out with some new releases today. So they came out with a 2-song single release entitled It's Not Chivalry, It's Suicide. So on there is that song of the same name and also a song called Lionheart. And first of all, the first song title is just like, is this a hidden Fall Out Boy song or something? Because that song title, like, so 2000s pop punk emo coded, like that definitely would have been a Fall Out Boy or even like a Panic at the Disco song title or something. But I could have definitely seen Fall Out Boy using that song title back in the day. And even just listening to It's Not Chivalry, It's Suicide, you can definitely hear that influence in it again. I definitely hear some Fall Out Boy influence in that, okay? And just overall, that like whole 2000s pop punk emo era of music. I know I've been saying that over and over again. It's probably getting redundant at this point, but you get it. And then Lineheart is a bit on the faster side. You can definitely hear a lot of hardcore punk influence in there. The vocals are super harsh and gritty, but overall, perfect timing. When I woke up today to both the Teen Mortgage release and the Jellyfish Method release, I was like, this is a sign that I need to record this episode today. So all in all, that is the Jellyfish Method. Check out their song Ecstasy on my Song of the Week playlist and check out all of their music. Check out their new releases, their older releases. Just check them all out. I mean, they have only like 1,000 monthly listeners. So why don't we bring them up to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, okay? I'm going to put you guys on. You're going to listen to this band now, okay? Next up, we have a band that I actually have had the pleasure of seeing, and they're a band called Gym Shorts. I love that name. And I saw them open up for the Chats 2 Octobers ago, I think. I think it was October 2023. As of right now, they have about 2,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. So just like the Jellyfish Method, this is a hidden gem. What I love about this band, they're fun, they're energetic, they're genuine, they're humorous. When I saw them, the front woman, Sarah Greenwell, she's very like cool, calm and collected and just totally genuinely herself on stage, but she also brings the energy. When I was watching her on stage, I just thought she made it look so easy and so effortless. She really has a knack for being on stage and commanding an audience and just bringing that genuine on stage punk energy. I love her vocals too. They're really raw and real and almost conversational as well. What I love the most about this band is that they don't really take themselves too seriously. A lot of their lyrics they're funny and definitely have a humorous side to them for sure. They're just here to have fun. And I love that. We need more bands like that, that just like don't take themselves too seriously and are just having fun and writing silly lyrics that come to mind. For example, they have a song called Zero Thanksgiving, and it's about Thanksgiving, and a lot of the lyrics are really funny. There's a part where they talk about like, I don't want to see my family, I just want to eat for free. And they have a lot of comical lyrics about like seeing your family and the concept of Thanksgiving as a whole. And when I saw them, it was right before Thanksgiving too, so perfect timing. But I love that. I think that's so funny and fun, and we need more of this energy. Another one of their songs that kind of brings similar energy is I'm the Jeff Gordon of Our Generation, which I remember when I saw them, front woman Sarah, she was talking about how when they go on tour or go to play shows, she is the one that is always driving and she is like the designated driver, hence the title. So it's kind of like a funny nod to that, and the lyrics are humorous. There's also a song called Date Kate Jones You Can't, which is about one of her friends who just always gets into these relationships that just aren't the best and is talking about that. So all of these songs definitely encapsulate their humorous energy. They're very like genuine, fun energy, and I love it. I'm so here for it. And I love it because it made for seeing such a fun live show. And when we saw them live, like, it was just fun. It was just good energy. And I love that. There were a few different bands that day, but I think they were a standout for me for sure. As I said, I saw them open for the Chats, and I think they were the perfect complement to the Chats because the Chats are also kind of known for their very humorous, like real life observation kind of lyrics. They're very similar in that way that they incorporate humor, everyday life, and they do it in a way that brings some punk high energy. So top three favorite songs would have to be Zero Thanksgiving. It's funny. I love the lyrics. You gotta listen to it. Date Kate Jones, You Can't. And then lastly, I'm the Jeff Gordon of Our Generation as well, because I really like the story that she told with that. So on my Song of the Week playlist, I'm putting Zero Thanksgiving because I know it's not even Thanksgiving time, but just listen to the lyrics. It's so fun and funny, and I want you guys to listen to it. I want you guys to check out this song. So that is Gym Shorts. Be sure to check them out. And if they do come to your area, I really, really recommend seeing them live for just a night of fun, good energy, and just like raw and real punk energy. Last but not least, we got one more band for you today. And this is another band that was brought to me by the Spotify gods. Seriously, Spotify always knows what I need, even if I don't know what I need. They just hit me with bands that become my favorites, honestly. So this band is called The Miserables, and currently they have 700 monthly listeners on Spotify. So yet again, another hidden gem. You're welcome. Seriously, I don't even know how I found these guys. They just came up randomly on Shuffle, and so happy that they did. The first song that I heard was a song called Radioactive Me, which was actually a song of the week pretty early on. When I started this podcast, it had to have been like only a few months ago. This was probably back in like September. This was a song of the week that I chose. I just want to read how it describes them on their Spotify bio, because I think the way that it says this encapsulates it perfectly. It says The Miserables are a punk rock trio with gritty vocal driven hooks. I think that's 100% what they are. It's a three-piece band as well, and personally I really, really hear a lot of specifically 90s punk influence in there, just based off of like the vocal style, the chord progression. I definitely hear a lot of Green Day influence in there, especially they have this one song called 85, and on that I hear a lot of Dookie and Kerplunk influence for sure. So it has that kind of vibe, but just with like even grittier vocals. I mean, like I would even compare the vocals to almost like a Fat Mike from NoFX. I kind of hear that vibe in there. They also have a lot of great harmonies and melodies. The harmonies especially stick out to me. I love it when punk songs are very melodic as well. I think that's why bands like Bad Religion and Descendants are two of my favorite bands. And this band does that really, really well. They have a great use of harmonies, very melodic, but they still have that very punk attitude and punk feel. Their song Radioactive Me definitely gives me some Descendants vibes, I think, now that I think about it. It definitely gives me the vibe of a lot of the songs from their later albums. I think if you like bands like Green Day, Descendants, Bad Religion, NoFX, I think you'll find a song that you like and that reminds you of this and that resonates with you. So top three favorite songs would have to be Radioactive Me, 85, and Maybe I, and 85 will be on my song of the week playlist. So guys, there you have it. Those are five bands you have to be listening to in 2025. Teen Mortgage, Dark Thoughts, The Jellyfish Method, Gym Shorts, and The Miserables. As I said, I love discovering new music, and I think these guys are a great place to start. I definitely want to do more episodes like this where I feature some of my favorite new artists. And if you guys have any suggestions, please let me know. If you have a smaller artist that you maybe haven't heard a lot of people talking about, let me know in a comment, because I want to check them out and maybe I'll feature them on an episode. Definitely let me know who you are loving right now. All of that being said, thank you so much for watching and for listening. If you want to keep up with me on socials, you can find me at Pretty in Punk Pod on both Instagram and TikTok. I also just made a blue sky as well, so definitely follow me on there. So I have a link tree in the description or the show notes, and you can click that. It'll bring you to all of my links and all of my different socials. You can also find my song of the week playlist on there, so definitely check that out, because I want you to listen to these songs that I mentioned and give these bands a chance, give them some love, and maybe you'll find your new favorite band. And I do update my song of the week playlist every week as well, so if you follow it, you can see when I add some new songs to it. I feature a new song, or sometimes more than one, like this week, every single week, so stay tuned, follow that. I post episodes on Fridays on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, the usual. If you have a streaming platform, I am on there. And I also post the video version of the podcast on YouTube as well. You can find me Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. But that being said, thank you so much for watching or listening, and I will see you next Friday in the next episode.